You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hey, Rob.
Right, how you doing? Right, now. I've got to Before I get into it, I just like to point out there's 99 days to go to the start of the World Cup.
The Women's World Cup.
The Women's World Cup.
Football.
Now, tickets went on sale yesterday for some more games. So if you want to be part of history, which we are every day when you think about it, but like sporting history, go along.
Honestly, this is going to be so much fun. I give pretty minimal interests generally to sports, but I am very excited about this.
So am I. Missing the other World Cup.
We're going to go to the opening game together, which I'm very excited about, which will be very, very fun. Yep. And you can in a non, I trust that you will be able to tell me what's going on without mansplaining it, because that's what you're like as a person.
Rob-splaining.
I'll happily be Rob-splained any day.
Right. Okay. Now, as I said before, have you ever like read something and thought, I don't know why they bother doing that? It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. I've got two this week. An Australian cultured meat startup has engineered a giant meatball made with a surprising protein. Have a guess what it is, real quick.
A bean?
No.
Woolly
mammoth DNA.
No.
Yes.
No.
What have you done that for?
Absolutely not.
It gets a bit Frankenstein-y from here on. I don't know whether
I think every time a scientist is like, and woolly mammoth, it always feels Frankenstein.
Leave it alone.
The meatball was made from lamb-grown sheep cells injected with a myoglobin gene from the woolly mammoth.
Mm.
Now, when it comes to meat, myoglobin, I never realised this, is responsible for aroma, colour and taste. Why don't we just eat that then?
Just have little blobs of myoglobin.
Anyway, it wasn't 100% pure mammoth because the DNA sequence wasn't complete enough on its own. So they filled in the gaps with fragments of African elephant DNA.
Same.
The whole point of it all was to this is what the company said. The whole point of it was to challenge the public and meat industry to think differently about how we produce and consume food, highlighting cultured meat as a viable alternative to traditional animal agriculture.
Okay, I'm a big lab meat advocate, okay?
Yeah?
I am.
Okay.
But that is absolutely god-awful.
The way you said it, I thought you were going to elevator pitch us on lab meat in general. Do you have an elevator pitch?
I just think it's more sustainable. I think it's a good use of gene editing. It's very good. It's good for the world.
It bypasses
a lot of cruelty in the industry, but it creates the same amount of nutrition, etc., etc.
But necessarily woolly mammoth. Yeah, that's got cursed.
That's not the best bit, right? No one's tried it because it's unclear if humans can stomach mammoth meat. This protein hasn't existed for 5,000 years.
They
have no idea what the potential allergies that humans could have to that particular protein. So you can't even eat it.
Well, if it's bloody 5,000 years old, it's probably gone a bit off. So,
babe, wake up, new protein just dropped.
But I agree 100% with what you're saying. Like, why pick something you can't even eat as an example?
They're just being silly. It's the only way I can describe it. Isn't it?
Yeah. Quite often when you're like, oh, science, I kind of am just laughing along. But this time I'm fully team.
There's better ways to do this one, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm with you on the lab-grown meat thing, though. Yeah. I think, you know, we've got to find sustainable futures. But, woolly mammoth is not the one.
But it's when you read the bits out about, you know, sheep cells and all that, I suppose.
I don't have an issue with that one. It's the mammoth. Right.
I just would like to take a pause to apologise to all the vegans and the vegetarians tuned in
like
right now.
Jail.
Yeah.
They're like, eat your beans.
Eat your beans.
And that's valid too. Everyone eat your beans. Beans are good.
I'm
advocating for everything today.
Well, I was thinking, why couldn't you have vegetable flavoured cultured meat?
What? What's the point?
Hang on, say that again.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if you're going to grow meat, like, have vegetables in it, so then you've got a complete meat and two veg.
So you're doing like, you know when you're cooking for a little kid and you're hiding the veggies and the macaroni cheese? Yeah. You're doing that, but with meat?
very Wally, you know, like to create just like food package, one square meal, everything's in there.
Well,
in a slot.
I mean, if they'd done that rather than a mammoth thing, someone could have eaten it and gone, you know what, that's quite nice. I quite like that.
What else have you got for us, Rob?
Okay. Ever since Neil Armstrong took the small step on the moon for mankind, lunar dust has proved to be a messy problem for astronauts coating their spacesuits in a powdery film that is difficult to clean up and can be unhealthy if inhaled, right?
Mm. Yeah, it's like doing grouting, you have to wear a mask.
So I thought this could be really good. I wonder what they're going to do. And this is what they did. Scientists at Washington State Uni have come up with a novel solution that could ultimately sort the problem out. They got six Barbies and dressed them in makeshift spacesuits made of materials similar to NASA, to the ones NASA used. They didn't even use the same materials, you know what I mean? Then covered them in volcanic ash from the 1980 eruption of the Mount St. Helens, which is apparently a similar consistency to lunar dust.
They did that because it's
illegal to own or sell moon material.
Wow.
I'm sure someone had a bucket of lunar dust kicking around somewhere.
Yeah,
but anyway.
I could ask my mate Jeff. He's always got something.
Then they sprayed the dolls with liquid nitrogen, which removed 98% of the moon dust substitute with little or no damage to the suits. What is going on here? Right. If you're going to do it, like a Barbie though is like a sixth of the size of a person. Use a dummy and use the same material as NASA. What are you doing?
It sounds like someone's just having fun. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Playing Barbie.
Playing with their Barbies.
Research funded Barbie play.
You know, why?
Honestly, that one rules to me. I'm like, if you've got grant research and you're like, I'm going to use this to play with my Barbies, I'd say you've hacked the system, man. I'm enjoying that one.
I like that one better than the other one.
Yeah. The blue mammoth one has made me feel a bit gross this morning. Apologies to everyone else. But the Barbie one, I'm here for.
You're just playing.
You've picked us a very good song this morning, Rob. What have we gone for?
Well, I had a lot of success with my Me and Baby Brother by War, so we're going to go Low Rider by War.
Got to be done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Higher.
Very, very strong choice from Rob here. This is, of course, Lowrider by War. You're on BFM.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.